Ryan Olson said, basketball coach of Lamoni. Lamoni begins their district basketball play tomorrow night. They will be at Martinsdale St. Mary's, take on Wayne in their opening round, I guess officially the second round of the district basketball tournament. Certainly, probably, I would say, maybe not the most challenging schedule that you've had in any two-week sequence, but still fairly challenging, I think, going into the end of the – competitive anyway, going into the last 2 weeks of the regular year, Coach. And Clark was the first of those games, and Clark won a game that, looked like it must have got away from you.
Yeah, it certainly did. You know, they came out, really had a good first half. They scored 44. We only scored 18. We were just slow starting again, and when we start slow and we don't shoot the ball well, you know, we just couldn't get into that flow of that game. And if we would have hit a few more shots early, it would have been maybe a closer game. But I don't know. They had a senior, Morgan, I think his name was Morgan, and he hit like he went 7 for 7 to start the game from three-point land, and we just fell behind. But they had some nice guys inside and outside, and they were physical. You know, they started four seniors, and they had a 6'8 center, and they had some shooters. And we struggle with guys that are bigger, stronger, and faster, and a little bit more experienced than us, and that was kind of the name of that game. So,
okay, a couple nights later, went back-to-back. First, the back-to-back with Mormon Trail. One, finally got the game in, been challenged to try to get this game in a couple times, but and for the second time went into, you know, extra time in order to decide it. This time they win two overtimes. Did, other than the fact that it was overtime, were the games similar at all?
You know what? They really weren't. We actually came out in the first half and we dominated the whole first half. They only scored 11 points in the first half. We had a 17-point lead at halftime and really came out ready to go. We were fired up, but just the second half just got away from us. They got hot. They pressed us. We had a few turnovers and we got tired and we got a little bit lazy and just didn't finish that game. And you know, Trail is up on the rise, and I'm not taking anything away from them, but we let that game slip away, and we hit on all cylinders in the first half, and I thought we were going to put them away. But Mormon Trail is a tough place. Up at Humiston's a tough place to play, and you know, no excuses, but we just fell flat. And I think just the brutality of our schedule and playing back-to-back games, and we'd been sick and all that stuff just kind of mounted up, and it just caught up with us. And Trail didn't have a lead, I don't think. They only had they had two leads, one in overtime and then one in double overtime. So we had that game. We just couldn't put them away.
All right, next night was Melcher Dallas. He did manage a win against Melcher Dallas, but was there still some hangover?
Yeah, definitely some hangover, you know, just like I said, just having all those games, you know, back to back to back to back, and we played the conference tournament week, and then we just had so much going on. And I had a terrible feeling going into there. It was Melcher Dallas's senior night, and they came out fired up, and a couple of their guys played really, really well, and you know, we just came out flat. We were up 5 at halftime, and I just kind of had to manage the game, but we actually got down 5 in the fourth quarter and just did not play our best game. I would definitely say it was our worst game of the season, and but we still found a way to win, and we made a few adjustments with a couple minutes left in the game, and coached a little bit and helped the guys out, and we found a couple of steals and a couple of layups late, and made a few free throws at the end. They fouled a couple of times, and we made some free throws. So wasn't our best game, but was proud to get out of there with another conference win.
All right. Next up was Central Decatur. Had them on Monday night. Central Decatur won and put the game away, you know, really pretty quickly, or at least built some separation pretty quickly. And it sounds like the recipe that you've talked about when the other team starts fast. And this time, not only did the other team start fast, but you started slow, and that is a recipe for trouble.
It definitely was from Leon. Leon's a really good team. I mean, they won the POI conference, and they're well on their way to maybe doing some damage in district play. And we lost by 30, but you know, we played 34-37 with them in the whole second half. We hit, I think, 9 or 10 three-pointers in the second half and played really well and stuck with them. We thought too much and had too much of a slow start. And then once I told everyone that, you know, shoot the ball when you're open, we let loose, shot the ball really well, and was really proud of a bunch of guys that night in the second half of the first half. We're just too slow and thought too much. And in basketball, you got to run your sets and you got to run your plays without thinking. And we thought too much, and you know, slow start like you said. And they started quick, and they had some really good basketball players. So that game was done and over with. But I'm glad we played it, and I'm glad we had some rest and heading into tomorrow night to play our district game.
Yeah, that's generally when you have the situation that you do, don't have a play-in game, and then you know you don't play very deep into the season prior to district play. So in other words, you'll generally take that off, which I don't know if you've always liked that. If you're playing well, I think coaches want to go ahead and just continue playing or keeping the similar type of routine. Sound like this team could use some rest.
Yeah, we definitely enjoyed, I think, that next night off, the next day that we played Leon, I gave the guys a night off, and it was well-deserved. And we've been going through everything here, just like everybody else around the country. We've had flu and pink eye and influenza A and just all different kinds of stuff and strep, and you know we caught it on our team. We still got two or three guys with pink eye right now, and you know we needed it, and but we've been working hard, and we're super ready for Wayne. We went and we got to scout him, we got to rest, we've had a lot of good practices these last 9 or 10 days, so we're ready to go for tomorrow night, and the seniors want to keep playing, and we're not gonna lay down, we want to check people off, we don't want to get checked out, so we're ready to go. We're going to get back to playing some Demon basketball tomorrow night, and we're ready to go.
Ryan Olson, head basketball coach in Lamoni.